请我们翻到以弗所书。
Shall we open to the book of Ephesians? Chapter 2.
第五节
Verse 5，
当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5. Sorry. I'll just get my book. Made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved.
他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus.
然后第四章。
Let's turn to chapter 4.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡是长进，连于元首基督。
Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ.
全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love, as each part does its work.
我们低头再来简单祷告。
Shall we bow and have a word of prayer?
主啊，我们感谢你是你的恩典，又召聚我们在一起。
Lord, we thank you. It is by your grace that you have gathered us together tonight.
我们相信这样的聚集一点都不偶然。
We know it is not by chance that we come together.
我们知道在创世之前，你就预定我们不止蒙恩，也愿意在这个周末，你把你自己的话语赏给我们。
It is before the foundation of the earth. Not only you have you wanted us to receive grace, but you have ordained this weekend that you will give us your very word.
但愿凡有耳的都能听见你自己的话。
Pray that let everyone who has ear, he will listen.
主啊，我们特别把今天晚上先交在你的手里。
We commit tonight to your hand, Lord.
但愿用你的同在来赏给我们。
May you grant us your presence.
叫我们真像玛利亚一样能坐在你的脚前。
We will all be like Mary that sits in your, unto your feet.
不管外面雨下的有多大。
No matter how heavy the rainfall outside is.
当洪水泛滥的时候，我们知道耶和华是坐着作王。
While the tidal wave was strong, we know that Jehovah is seated as king.
所以我们在这里向你祷告，向你仰望。
So we hear, we pray to you, we look to you.
我们也纪念在路中路上的弟兄姊妹。
We also remember brothers and sisters still on their way to come.
主啊，当他们的心向你敞开，你保守他们每一位。
May their hearts be open before you, and you protect every one of them.
主啊，不止我们来到这里。
Not only we have come here,
我们也听见你自己对我们所说的话。
But we want to listen to the words you want to speak to us.
靠主耶稣基督的圣灵名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
刚才我们读的这段圣经里面有一句话是很熟悉的。
We have just read the passage. Within that passage, a very familiar verse happens.
就是连于元首基督。
Grow up into him, the head Christ.
那今天这一次呢，我们希望靠主的恩典，我们来复习这一段的圣经。
This opportunity, we this special meeting, by the grace of the Lord, we want to revise and study this verse.
其实有的弟兄姊妹知道，因为我们要往纽西兰去，刚好路过这里。
Some of you know that I'm on my way to New Zealand.
所以呢，有机会能和弟兄姊妹相聚，所以我在主面前就祷告，到底有什么话主要赏给我们。
So it is a stopover here in Australia, and I pray before the Lord, what words are you going to give me to share with brothers and sisters?
那在我心里面有两个系列的信息。
How, in my heart, there are two series of messages.
一个就是连于元首基督。
One is grow up unto him, Christ the head.
还有一个呢，跟现在所发生的事有密切关系的。
And another message is very much related to what is happening now.
所以我在主面前衡量的结果。
So while I assess before the Lord,
如果希望更多的人来参加这个聚会
if I want more people to join this meeting,
那应该是第二个题目
It should be the second message.
但是我感觉第一个题目连于基督是更重要的。
But I feel that the first topic, grow into Him in all things Christ ahead, is more important.
我们知道下个礼拜二。
We know that next Tuesday.
就是犹太人的逾越节。
It's the Passover of the Jewish people.
不过今年的逾越节跟过去不一样。
But this year, the Passover is different from previous years.
是非常特别的。
Very special.
犹太人到了逾越节的时候，月亮一定是满月。
You know, every time when Passover comes, it will be full moon in the Jewish nation.
我相信在这里我们也能看到那个满月。
I believe we here can see the full moon.
不过今年不一样。
But this year is very different.
今年如果礼拜二晚上聚完会以后你们回家
Tuesday night after the meeting here, if you return home,
如果你晚一点的话
you wait a bit longer,
那么你就会发现这个月亮不光是圆的而且月亮是红的
Not only you will find the moon is full and it's also red.
所以你就想起圣经里面有一个预言
Then you remember there was a prophecy in the Bible.
在主要回来以前
Before the Lord returns.
在第六个印的时候
When the sixth seal is
那里有一个那个预言，就是有一天主回来以前，那月亮满月要变红像血。
A prophecy was there on that day. The whole moon turned blood red.
那前面有一句话，太阳要变黑像毛布一样。
And before that verse was the sun turned black like sackcloth.
我们知道月亮满变红，月亮满月变红像血。这个就是月食的现象。
We understand the full moon, we've turned white and turned blood is like eclipse.
我们知道，当地球刚好在太阳跟月亮中间的时候
，You know when the Earth is right in the middle of the sun and the moon.
那满月的时候，你看见月亮是满的。
Of course, full moon you can see the whole moon.
但是慢慢的，月亮会走到整个地球的阴影当中。
And then very soon the whole moon will fall into the shadow of the earth.
所以呢，你所看见的月亮是红的。
And that's why you can see the moon turn red.
那这样的现象常常发生的。
Well, this happens quite often. This phenomenon.
但主回来以前，关于日食的现象是格外不一样的。
But before the Lord returns, the prophecy of the eclipse is very special.
所以主在那段预言里面，一面讲到满月要变红像血。
On one hand, the Lord said the whole moon would turn red, a blood red.
但同时讲到太阳要变黑像毛布。
At the same time, the sun would turn black like sackcloth.
所以这个现象一定是不寻常的现象。
So this must be something unusual.
不是天天发生的。
It's not happening every day.
所以如果你注意到这些月食跟日食反非常的现象，你就要注意了。
Then if you notice.Eclipse of the sun or the moon happens unusual, then something must happen.
主是不是借着天象要对我们说些什么话
？Will the Lord want to speak to us through this phenomenon?
主第一次回来的时候
，When the Lord first came to this earth,
那是借着几个博士所看见他的心。
Remember the few wise men they saw the star.
你知道这告诉我们说主很快就要来，弥赛亚要来到这个地上。
And they realized very soon the Messiah would come to this earth.
那圣经明明说有一天第六个印的时候满月变红要像血。
And the Bible clearly said on the sixth seal day opened the moon would turn blood red.
那莫非在主回来以前？
Would it be before the Lord returns?
主同样要用天象来提醒我们。
Will the Lord also use the astronomical phenomenon to remind us something?
几个博士是先有民数记的预言。
You know, the few wise men, according to the book of Deuteronomy,
要稍微明白一点，大概犹太的王要降生。
And they understood the king of the Jew will be born soon.
那今天我们有启示录的预言。
Today we've got a prophecy in the Revelation.
主明明告诉我们将来有一些这样的现象要发生。
The Lord clearly tells us here, one day this will happen.
那莫非主告诉提醒我们
？Would it be that the Lord
主也很快的就要回来了吗
？Will return quickly.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
这个题目是很有意思的题目。
A very interesting topic.
这个题目。所提供的资料是美国太空总署给我们的资料。
Indeed, the data we received is from NASA in the United States.
所以意思就是说，我们虽然不像几个博士去观察现象、天象
，So even though we are not like the wise men able to understand astronomy,
但只要你会上网
，But as long as you can have internet,
你只要到 NASA 里面去看那些关于月食的资料
，You just log on to the NASA website and Look about the eclipse.
那你就发现今年是很不平常的一年。
Then you find this year is very special.
明年也是不平凡的一年。
Same will be for next year.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为不是今年逾越节。
Not only is on the Passover.
180天以后我的祝棚节它的月亮也是满的也是红的。
180 days later, the Feast of the Tabernacle, exactly the same things will happen.
那不止如此。
And not only that.
明年还是这样。
Same thing would happen
明年的逾越节明年的祝棚节再来一次。
Next Passover and next Feast of Tabernacle, same thing would happen.
一年你会忘记。
Maybe once it will be just forgetful.
两年你就不会忘记。
If it happened repeatedly twice,
所以
连着 then you won't forget.
两年有四个满月像雪一样。
So, four consecutive full moon eclipse, the moon turns to blood red.
那弟兄姊妹这是会偶然的事情吗
This is something just incidental.
这个是不寻常的日月食。
It is a very unusual eclipse.
而最奇妙的
And most amazing.
就是明年有一个日食刚好就夹在这个四个月食中间。
Next year, there will be a sun eclipse right in the middle of these two four moon eclipses.
所以现在我们要问这样和圣经里面所说的所说的满月变红像雪有什么关系
So we want to ask ourselves, are these phenomena related to the prophecy that the whole moon turned blood red?
大家注意的是几个博士。
Now we pay attention to the few wise men.
他们没忘记了。
They didn't forget.
这几个博士乃是代表所有的外邦人来到主面前来朝见他。
These few wise men represent all the Gentiles coming to the land to worship the king.
当犹太人没有准备好的时候
While the Jews weren't still prepared,
他们已经准备好了。
They already had prepared.
所以像这样的消息
So when this news comes,
我们如果有心的话
if really wants to know,
我们很容易注意。
We can realize.
所以有一个姊妹当她听见这个消息以后
So a sister, when she heard of this news,
她一个晚上都睡不着觉。
Whole night she couldn't sleep.
那就证明说她是一个真的等候主回来的人。
She really was a sister waiting for the Lord's return.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
主第一次来有几个人准备好了
When the Lord first came to this earth, a few wise men were prepared.
主还要回来
The Lord will come back.
我们准备好了没有呢
Are we prepared?
大家准备好了来澳洲来淘金的。
Well, a lot of us prepare to come to dig gold here in Australia.
今天我们也准备好了让儿女能在这块土地上长大。
We also prepare our children to grow properly in this land.
但是我们有没有准备好呢
But have we prepared?
所以主常常借这些来提醒我们。
So the Lord often used these signs to remind us.
那么像这样每两年有四个这样满月变红像雪。
Two years consecutively, four moon eclipses.
是不是就是这一次发生呢
Is this only happened this year?
不是的
No
是过去从主降生以后一共发生了八次
Indeed, eight times it happened ever since the Lord was born
所以如果我们要知道今年和明年有哪些可能重大的事情要发生
So if we are to know what major event might happen this year and next year
你要看过去这七次到底有哪些事情来发生
You need to revise What had happened for the past seven times when it happened?
因为读圣经的人，不是因为很多注意这件事情的人。
Because there are many people paying attention to.
他们注意到过去五百年。
They look back 500 years.
那刚好是发生了四次。
Four times it happened.
那你只要注意这四次，就叫你觉得很有意思。
If you pay attention to the four events, it's very interesting.
那第一次呢，是一四九三年的时候。
First occurrence.1493.
所以1493、1494连着两年是四个满月像红一样。
1493、1494 consecutive two years, four blood moons.
那个时候有什么事情发生
？What happened then?
就在前一年1492年的时候。
The year before 1492.
你知道以色列人根据圣经，他漂流到全世界像皮球一样。
You know, the Jewish people, according to the Bible, they were spreading around like a diaspora.
他只要漂流到西班牙，就算到了地极了。
Back then, they thought they wandered to Spain, which will be the end of the earth.
因为罗马帝国，它整个征服的范围到了大西洋，觉得没有地方再可以征服。
The whole Roman Empire, after they conquered the whole land up to the Pacific Ocean, they thought that's it.
所以，如果犹太人漂流到西班牙，就没有可能再漂流了。
So when the Jews wandered to Spain, that's the end.
所以经过了好几百年
，for a few hundred years past,
他们在西班牙就定居下来。
They stayed and they stabilized in Spain.
他们最少建立了三百年的黄金时代。
At least for 300 years was their golden age.
他们走在街上的时候
When they walk on the street,
你知道所有的西班牙都愿意说我是犹太人。
All Spanish people would like to claim that I'm a Jew.
可以说那个时候犹太人最骄傲的时候。
There was the most proud period of the Jews.
结果没有想到，到了1492年的时候。
Up to 1492,
一个命令下来
an order came.
你要么相信罗马天主教。
Either you believe in the Roman Catholic.
要么你什么东西都不能带走，你离开这个地方。
Or you have to leave this place, cannot bring anything with you.
所以1492年
So 1492,
你看见他们含着眼泪
with tears,
告别了几百年他们在那里所建立的一个像黄金的家园一样。
They said farewell to the land that they have built for 100 years, like golden village.
从此以后继续漂流在这个世界上。
And they continue to spread and wander on the earth.
他们说定他十字架，定他十字架。
Remember the Jews when they said, "Crucify him, crucify him."
愿流这人的血归在我们和我们子孙的身上。
May the sin of the blood can appoint us and our descendants.
所以以色列漂流的历史就开始发生了。
So the wandering history of the Jews started then.
到了1493年、1494年的时候。
1492 and 1493.
他们再漂流在全世界。
They continue to wander.
他们仍旧过他们的逾越节。
But they still hold on to Passover.
这个逾越节的月亮还是满的。
Still full moon in Passover.
但最满意里面有一些不满意。
Yes, full moon, but something happened.
因为那天晚上。
But on that night.
那个月亮是红的。
That moon was red.
不止如此。
Not only that.
到了祝棚节。
On the Feast of Tabernacles.
还是红。
Still red moon.
再过一年
another year.
逾越节跟祝棚节也是红的
Passover, Tabernacle, still blood red moon.
现在你能感觉到
and they felt.
这四轮的月亮对于以色列人有何等大的冲击
So, these four blood red moon really had special meaning.
他们没有地方可以再漂流了
They could no longer wander anymore.
但是1492年
But 1492,
就是那一年
On that day,
实在说来，他们应该老早就要离开了。
They should have left originally.
结果有的人到八月一号才离开西班牙。
But some left until the 1st of August.
他们坐船离开西班牙的时候
，So they got on board of the ship and they left Spain.
和哥伦布是同样的一个港口。
Indeed, they left Spain at the same port of Columbus.
他们从此要漂流到世界各地。
And they continue to wander to the whole earth.
但是就是那一年。
In that year,
哥伦布发现了新大陆。
Columbus, that he discovered.
原来在大西洋那边还有一个世界。
Atlantic Ocean further, another world was found.
那就是今天南美和今天的北美。
The Northern and Southern America.
犹太人他们做梦也没有想到。
They couldn't imagine even in their wildest dreams.
他们觉得他们漂流到西班牙已经够，已经到了地球。
They thought Spain was the utmost end of the earth.
结果当他们没有地方可以去的时候。
Indeed, when they found no more place,
就在同一年
，in that year,
哥伦布他发现了新大陆。
Columbus discovered the new land.
所以从此以后，你看见美国也好，你看见南美洲也好，就成为了犹太人的避风港。
Then you, from that year onward, you can see that Southern or Northern America became the refuge land for the Jews.
有人告诉我们
，someone told us,
很可能哥伦布是个潜藏的犹太人。
Indeed, very likely, Columbus could be a very hidden Jew.
如果他真的是的话
，if he indeed is a hidden Jew,
你能想到等到他发现美洲新大陆的时候
，you can imagine when he discovered new land.
作为一个犹太人，对于逾越节、对于祝棚节很有感觉。
You know, as a Jew, you have a very deep affection for Passover and the Tabernacle.
当他抬头看见月亮的时候
，when he raised his head and saw the moon,
他看见连着两年那个月亮。
Two consecutive years, red moons.
所以这是第一次，过去五百年第一次。
So first thing, first occurrence for the 500 years.
那过去第二次什么时候呢
？What happened to the second occurrence?
是1949跟1950。
1949 and 1950.
那1948发生了什么事呢
？What happened in 1948?
你看见以色列人回到他们的故乡。
The Jewish people returned to their homeland.
以色列人居然建国了。
Amazingly, the nation of Israel was established.
所以全世界犹太人在1949、1950就从不同地方，包括纽西兰、包括澳洲，就回到耶路撒冷，回到以色列去。
All the Jews in the whole world or in the year of 1949 and 1950, they returned to the land, including people from Australia.
他们在旅途上，或者他们到了他们的家乡。
On their way home, when they returned to their homeland,
他们庆祝两个节日的时候。
Again, when they celebrated two festivals,
他们抬起头看来。
When they raised their heads,
月亮是满的。
Full moon,
但是月亮也是红的。
Also, blood red moon.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers,
这是一件偶然的事情吗？
Is it just coincidence?
当然不可能的。
Of course not.
然后第三次。
And the third occurrence.
是1967年。
1967.
耶路撒冷第一次回到以色列的怀抱。
First time Jerusalem was returned to the Jewish nation.
他们祷告。
They prayed.
他们2000年做犹太的母亲都教孩子们祷告说希望明年在耶路撒冷。
You know, for 2,000 years, all mothers of the Jewish people, they will pray that next year we will celebrate in Jerusalem.
那新婚的夫妇他们彼此祝贺的时候
You know, when newlyweds, when they exchanged vows,
他们有一句话
There's a word.
就是明年在耶路撒冷
Maybe next year we will celebrate in Jerusalem.
这一天终于等到了
That year was the year.
1967跟1968
1967, 1968
他们不止在伯利恒不止在他们住的地方看见月亮
Not only in Bethlehem or wherever they were they could see the moon
自从他们被掳以后
Ever since they were taken captive
他们不可能每年三次到以色列耶路撒冷去过节
It's not possible for them to go to Jerusalem three times to celebrate
他们所看见的满月
When they saw the full moon,
不光是故乡的满月，也是耶路撒冷的满月。
Not only the full moon in their country town, but in Jerusalem.
这是为什么他们在一起过节
？That's why they were together to celebrate.
明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
You understand,
那个见证是个丰满的见证。
It was a full testimony.
应该是没有遗憾的。
It should be with no regret.
这是神所要达到的目的。
This is the God's purpose.
所以什么时候他们分散了
？You know, whenever they were dispersed.
什么叫分散
？What do you mean by dispersed?
分散最大的刺激是什么
？What's wrong with being dispersed? The worst thing about being dispersed
就是从此以后
is from that time
你还是看到月亮
，you still could see the moon，
你还是看到满月
，could still see the full moon，
但你不可能看到橄榄山上的满月
，but you no longer could see the full moon from the Mount of Olives，
你不可能看挂在摩利亚山上那个满月
，or the full moon up the mountain of Moriah，
月亮是满。
True, the moon's full.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers,
现在的遗憾是什么
What the regret thing
几乎两千年
2,000 years.
他们在巴比伦看过满月
Yes, they saw the full moon in Babylon.
在纽约看见过
Even in New York.
在雪梨也看见过
Even in Sydney.
他们就是没有在耶路撒冷看见挂在橄榄山上的满月
But they couldn't in Jerusalem saw the full moon from the Mount of Olives.
一个人失去自由才知道自由的可贵
You know, when you have lost freedom, you treasure Freedom.
一个人失去满月，他才知道满月变红像雪是什么意思。
Only when you have lost the full moon, then you really treasure and miss the full blood moon.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers,
你想想看，
imagine,
那两年
that two years,
主给他们恩典。
The Lord gave them grace.
有的人本来住在 Tel Aviv 的。
Some of them live originally in Tel Aviv.
有的人住在 Beersheba 的。
Or Beersheba.
你知道多少？他们回来以后，1948年以后，他们就看见月亮是满的。
Every time, since 1948, they could see the full moon.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
终于1967年来。
1967 came.
他们有机会到耶路撒冷。
They could now celebrate in Jerusalem.
他们不可能再过节了。
They came to celebrate.
他们不可能再过节了。
They couldn't celebrate.
但是现在他们起码有自由可以开车到耶路撒冷去。
But at least they are now free to drive through Jerusalem.
但连着两年。
But two consecutive years.
四轮的满月像雪一样。
Four blood red moon.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
今年是第四次。
This year is the fourth occurrence.
明白吗
？You understand?
所以礼拜二聚完会以后。
So Tuesday night after the meeting.
那弟兄姊妹，你们注意到。如果不下雨的话，那么按理来讲，你看见的月亮应该是满的，而且是红的。
If it doesn't rain, you should be able to see a full moon and red moon.
不，有的人要牺牲你的睡眠才可以。
But of course, you might need to wake up.
这是难得一见，难得一见。下一次是500年以后。
Next time is 500 years time. So
那么到底这两年发生什么事呢
？So we don't know what's going to happen in these 2 years.
没有人知道。
We don't know.
你看兰培德弟兄到纽约的时候
，Brother Lance Lambert, he was in New York.
他提起这些事
，He reminded us this.
他也做了一些猜测。
Actually, do some postulation.
我可以说预言
I can prophesy.
这两年这种的预言一定很多
There will be many, many prophecies.
很多人说这件事、那件事、这件事、那件事。
Many would be saying this will happen, that will happen.
但最重要的
，But most important,
你要问在过去几次所发生的事情里面。
You must ask for the past few occurrences.
到底神要提醒我们
？Indeed, what did really God want to tell us?
那这件事当然引起很多人注意了。
Of course, many already pay attention to this.
如果你上网的话，很多的资料。
You log on in the internet, a lot of information.
有的资料是准确的，有的资料是不准确。
Some are accurate, some aren't accurate.
所以弟兄姊妹，你们一定要很小心。
You must be careful to analyze.
那么今天你若去读书也好，你去看网络也好。
If you read books or log on the internet to check,
他们所注意的就是那四次过去的五百年。
They pay attention to the past 500 years, four occurrences.
那其实在这以前还有一次，还有四次。
Indeed, before that 500 years, there were also four occurrences.
原来过去这两千年有两个大的循环。
Indeed, for the past 2,000 years, there were two big cycles.
那我们现在这四次是一个循环。
So these four occurrences we have just mentioned is one big cycle.
然后呢，这个循环以前六百多年又有个大的循环。
600 years before that, there was another big cycle.
那现在我们要问。
Now we need to ask.
如果我们真的要知道神要提醒我们什么
？If God really wants to remind us something.
第一，当然要根据主的话。
Of course, must be according to the word.
第二，当然你要知道神怎么在历史中行走。
And also, we must understand how God worked in history.
所以，如果把那几次也通通发在一起的话
，If we put all these occurrences together,
那我想弟兄姊妹，这个就是那么应该我们就能够有所提醒。
Then I'm sure we will learn something from the Lord.
所以，我想这个题目一定会吸引很多人。
This topic must would be very interesting to many.
但是我里面有一个感觉。
But inside me, there's another
burden. 可能有一个题目是更重要的。
Another topic more important.
问题在这里。
This is the
problem. 如果主真的这两年要回来的话。
Truly, if the Lord returns in these 2 years.
教会准备好了吗
？Is His church prepared?
羊被击打，羊牧人被击打，羊就分散。
When the shepherd was stricken.The flock will disperse.
因为犹太人都会背耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏，不是吗
？You know, all the Jewish people would memorize this psalm that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
结果他们牧人被击打，说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
But indeed, when the shepherd was stricken, crucify him, crucify him.
这就是今天以色列被分散的原因。
This is the reason why the Jewish people were dispersed.
但是不要忘记。当主说羊被牧人被击打，羊就被分散。
When the Lord said the shepherd was stricken and the sheep will disperse,
你们个人都可以回家去。
Then every one of you shall go home.
留下我独自一个人。
But you left me alone.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
在主的眼光中
，in the eyes of the Lord,
不只看见神的，不只看见以色列人分散到全世界各地。
Not only he sees all Jews were dispersed in the world.
他也知道说。
But he also understands
教会经过两千年
that his church after 2,000 years
那个光景就像以色列人枯骨四散一样
the condition of the church will be like dry dead bone on the wilderness
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
想想看
imagine and think
月亮是讲到人聚人散
you know the moon tells us or represents we gather and we disperse
我们说月圆希望人也圆
We often say, especially in Chinese, that when the full moon comes, we want to be gathered.
但是许多在月亮的晚上，我们是分散在不同的地方。
But often in full moon, we were dispersed in so many different places.
你在不同地方欣赏同一个月亮。
Yes, you were dispersed, but you appreciate the same full moon.
但你是什么感觉
？How do you feel?
神的目的是什么
？What is God's purpose?
就是每年三次，我们在耶路撒冷能看见那个满月。
That every year, 3 times in Jerusalem.We can see the full moon.
你只要遵行神的旨意，你就能看见那个满月。
As long as you follow and obey God's will, you will see the full moon.
那今天教会长进了吗
？Now, what happened to His church?
今天我们连于元首吗
？Is the church grown up into Christ?
我们就是讲这个道，讲到这个满月像变红像，你可以找很多人来，但是教会准备好了吗
？We can talk many many things about the full blood moon, but Is the church well prepared?
所以这一次我在这边祷告。
So as I pray before the Lord,
愿你自己的旨意成就。
And I pray the Lord, Your will be done.
如果这个两个题目只有一个题目可以存在的话
，If I can only choose one among these 2 topics,
那我就拣选连元首。
I'd rather choose growing up into Christ.
如果有机会同时讲两个题目的话
，If I have chance to share these 2 topics,
当然这个是主要，连元首是主要的。
This is the main one.
那么如果有时间的话，
If time permits,
我们可以有第二个题目。
And the Lord willing, we can share on the second topic.
那么我刚刚聚会快，刚刚要聚会以前。
Before the meeting starts.
那么弟兄们说，他们希望安排在下礼拜二，在这里有一个这样的聚会，是讲到四轮满月享受。
Which several brothers he has already agreed and hope that our brother Chen would on coming Tuesday share on this second topic.
对我来讲是为难一点。
It is a bit hard for me.
因为在纽约我是讲六堂的。
You know, in New York, I spent 6 lessons.
所以要把六堂的信息呢，就浓缩在一堂的里面。
So I need to condense 6 lesson sermons into one.
不过有一个好处。
But it's one good thing.
如果你们礼拜二真的来了。
If you truly come on Tuesday.
你们回去不管在路上或者睡不着觉，你真的进到实验室里面去。
Then on the way out and returning home, whether you couldn't sleep or what, you truly can see the new thing.
你知道以色列人的光景。
You know, they understand the condition of the church.
你也想到教会的光景。
Then you also would understand the condition of the church.
你里面会难过吗？
Will you be sad?
你里面会落泪吗？
Will you shed tears?
那如果这样的话，那个路在哪里呢？
If that's the case, where is the way?
主不是借这个机会来对我们说话吗？
Will the Lord use the opportunity to speak to us?
那不要忘记。
So do not forget.
这是今年还有明年。
This year and next year.
明年同样一个时候。
At the very much same time,
连着两年
two consecutive years,
有这样的奇妙的事情发生。
These wonderful things will happen.
所以我想，这是说到我里面的感觉。
I was just sharing my burden.
我再说，因为我是路过的。
I must repeat, I'm just.
我们主要的目标是到纽西兰去的。
My aim is to visit New Zealand.
我也不知道这里教会蒙恩的情形，详细情形我不清楚。
I don't quite understand the true condition of the church here.
那我希望我知道的事情越少越好。
I'd rather I know less about the condition.
这样我就有自由在主面前能够发表主所要我所说的。
Then I have the freedom and liberty and then release what the burden of the law is inside me.
然后就问主说到底什么样的话也许是有帮助的。
And then I pray to the Lord what words will be helpful to brothers and sisters.
所以呢，如果主愿意的话，
So if the Lord permits,
今天晚上，
Tonight,
明天晚上，
Tomorrow night,
还有后天早晨，
And Sunday morning,
那么我们这一系列的信息就讲到连于元首。
This series of talk will be talking aboutGrowing into the head.
那我们知道有的弟兄就不可能全程参加。
I believe some of you cannot attend all three lessons.
但是我们相信借着录音，也许能够帮助大家一点。
But I hope that maybe through the recording, MP3, it will be helpful.
但是我们愿意把这几天交在主的手里。
But we truly want to commit these three sections to the Lord.
但愿主借着这些话来提醒我们。
May the Lord use His words to remind us.
那尤其讲的连于元首基督。
Especially on this topic.Growing into the head Christ.
这个题目好像太熟了。
It seems it's a very familiar topic.
因为许多时候我们听这一类道听得太多了。
Often we have heard so many times about this topic.
听多了以后呢，我们就觉得好像是个口号一样。
It seems to be a slogan and cliche to us.
那么起头你喜欢用这些字。
In the beginning, you like to use these words.
因为别人不用的。
Because no one uses these words.
所以你觉得很新鲜。
You feel very fresh.
但是我相信很多弟兄姊妹在这里都听过这一类的道。
But I believe many of you here have heard of this message before.
我知道，特别在纽西，特别在雪梨的教会。
Especially the church in Sydney here.
你们蒙主特别的恩典。
You really has been very much
received grace. 有好几位神的仆人来忠心的服侍你们。
There were a few very faithful servants of God.
有的住在，有的住在当地的。
Some lived here.
有的特地从远方来的。
Some actually came from afar.
所以这样的道，我相信你们每一个人都可以讲。
So I believe all of you can even share on this topic.
所以我想这次主要是和大家复习一下。
I believe here I will be revising with you.
我们稍微复习一下，到底主要借着这些话来对我们说什么。
Let's revise what indeed the Lord wants to speak to us through
this
passage.
当然，这个读圣经呢，我们一定不能够断章取义。
Of course, in reading the Bible, we cannot just use one particular passage only.
我们一定要抗善下文的。
We must read in context.
这里讲的连于元首基督。
Here, when it says, growing into the head Christ.
前面有一句话叫做凡事长进。
Before that, it is, will grow in all things, grow into him.
明白吗？这里讲的长进。
It says, grow up into him.
在每件上都长进。
In all things, we grow up.
在生命上长进。
In our lives,
在真理上长进
in the truth,
在道路上长进
in the way we grow.
所以弟兄姊妹千万不要走偏了
Brothers and sisters, do not be on the extreme.
有的人只要真理
You know, some brothers would like the truth.
他觉得我把加尔文的书读通了我就什么都知道
Some feel that if I understand the full Calvinism, I will be good.
感谢主
But thank
真理是重要的
Yes, truth is important.
你在真理上要长进
You must grow in truth.
但你生命上长进了没有呢
But what about your life? Has it grown?
Dr. Roy Jones.
Dr. Martin Lloyd Jones，
周马田弟兄。
Dr. Martin Lloyd Jones，
你知道他是英国被主兴起这个弟兄。
He was a real great brother raised in England.
他后来就做了 InterVarsity 的负责人。
He was the founder of InterVarsity.
他是很有名的医生。
He was a very popular doctor.
他必要的时候要替皇帝开心的，我说真的开他的心脏。
He indeed would have opportunity to open the heart of the king.
结果主呼召他。
But the Lord called him.
结果我们知道他就做了 Campbell Morgan 的继承人。
And he indeed succeeded Campbell Morgan.
那我们知道说他实在是一个改革中的健将。
We can say he is truly a stern defender of the reformers.
他对于真理来讲是太清楚太清楚了。
He's so clear and clear about truth.
所以当他起来批评这个 John Wesley 的时候。
So when he rose up one day to criticize John Wesley.
那从真理角度来讲，那 John Wesley 是一无是处，什么都不是。
According to truth, John Wesley is nothing.
但是我最喜欢的一个 comment.
But his comment.
当他讲完这些话以后。
After he criticized,
他说没有疑问的
unquestionably,
他说我们的弟兄就是 John Wesley,
our brother John Wesley,
是一个活在神面前的人
is a man lived before God,
是一个属灵的人
truly a spiritual man,
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
如果你在真理上长进
if you grow in truth,
你看见别人在生命上长进
and when you see someone grow in life,
是不是证明说你在生命上缺少了
it might be telling you that you are actually lacking in life.
所以这里的长进是凡事长进。
So this growth is in all aspects.
年轻人千万不要骄傲。
Young men and women, never be proud.
你们的头脑绝对比年长的灵光的多了。
Your brain might be quicker and faster than elderly.
你知道所有这个打 mess 打这个 text 的。
You know, people texting now.
他们都笑他们的爸爸妈妈打钱慢得不得，笨得不得了。
They always laugh at their parents. How come you text so slow?
你从来没有想到这个两个大拇指有什么用处的。
You never imagined before that how we use
those. 那么小的 iPhone,
the little iPhone.
你看他们打起来快得不得了。
When they typed very fast.
所以你要知道，在这方面没有人赶得上。
You can, the old elderly can never compete with the young one.
我的孙子还不到四岁。
My grandson only less than 4 years old.
他玩起 game， 玩起 iPad 来厉害得很。
When he played games in iPad, he was so good.
他有的时候还打电话给我们。
One day he called us.
他的祖母要打电话都不会。
And his grandma couldn't even know how to dial with iPad.
我们知道许多年轻人因为头脑快，在真理上很快就长进了。
You know, many young people these days, their brain are fast and they grow very quickly in truth.
教会不能只有年轻人。
The church cannot be just the young people.
如果教会年轻就变成青年军了，就变成军队了。
You know, if the whole church just consists of young people, it will be the young army.
教会乃是神的家。
The church is the house of God.
最美丽的这个家里面有祖父祖母，有小孙子，还有爸爸妈妈。
The most beautiful thing of a home is you've got grandparents, grandchildren.
那是最美丽的一件事情。
This is the most beautiful thing about the family.
有一件事，难怪尼迪有说过。
One thing, indeed, Brother Watchman had
said. 他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
在教会里面，
in the church,
年长的弟兄们越多越好。
It is a real blessing in the church. The more elderly brothers and sisters you have.
如果在美国的话。
In America,
你看见年长的姊妹啊，她头发都是雪白雪白。
Elderly sisters, hair are fully gray.
那这是荣耀的冠冕。
Truly is the glorious crown.
他们走在进到聚会里面。
When they enter into the hall,
你就知道这个背后有多少在主面前的经历。
Then you can see how many experience before the Lord you've got.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers,
年长弟兄姊妹特点在哪里？
Especially when elderly brothers get it.
他们经历是丰富的。
Their experience are so rich.
他们走过的路比你经过的桥还要多。
You know, the road they have walked is more than the bridges.
他们吃的盐比你吃的饭还要多。
The salt they have eaten is more than the rice you have taken.
所以没有一个年轻人不需要年长弟兄姊妹。
So no young people can live without elderly.
当然，年长的也不能不需要年轻。
Of course, elderly brothers, you also need the young one.
我看到有年长弟兄，他刻意就搬到老人的公寓里面去了。
You know, I've found many some elderly brothers they moved to the nursing home.
那个实在设备都很好，非常都很好。
Yes, fully equipped, well, nice place.
但你一进到里面呢、啊、
？But the moment you enter into nursing home,
你的黄昏感就很重。
Immediately you feel dawn has come.
你就感觉到黄昏了，好像你黄昏。
Dusk has come.
你看你这个人有一天，这个人要轮椅。
One was on wheelchair.
你想有一天我也坐轮椅上。
Then immediately one day I will be on wheelchair.
这个人呢，这好像不大认识。有一天我也像他一样。
The one someone looked very like blanky. Then you would think one day I will be like him.
这是完全不健康的。
This is not a healthy.
一个不老的人进老院就变老了。
You know, a young man coming to nursing home will become an old man.
那最健康是什么呢？
What is the most healthy thing?
因为一个家如果年长的年幼的能常常在一起。
A family, the elderly and the young can come together.
这是彼此需要的。
This is mutually beneficial.
没有年长弟兄就失去保护。
Without the elderly, you lose the protection.
很多地方道理你完全讲得通。
Yes, truth-wise, you can say anything,
但你从来没有经历过。
But you have never experienced truth.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
在这里给我们看见
now we can see one thing.
我们不只在真理上要长进
not only we need to grow in truth,
在经历上也要长进
also we need to grow in experience.
那不光这样
and not only that,
许多时候我们有生命我们有真理
often we have life, we have truth,
我们没有道路
but we don't have the way.
我们自己没有路
We ourselves do not
我们只会自己属灵，我们不会带领家里的人属灵。
We don't know how to be spiritual. We don't know how to lead our family to become spiritual.
所以有的教会属灵的很。
So you know some churches are very spiritual.
那都是白发苍苍的人。
All elderly, white, gray hairs.
那年轻人到哪里去了呢
？Where are the young people?
所以弟兄姊妹，你看这是谁的责任呢
？So what is the where's the
当然是父母的责任。
Of course, it's the parents.
今天神把儿女交在你的手里。
Now God has given you children.
你要向神负责任的。
You need to be accountable.
你要把他们带到神所希望他们去的地方。You need to
lead your children into the place that pleases God.
但是许多时候因着我们的失败
，But because we fail,
因着我们的软弱
，We are weak.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们做了错误的示范。
So we actually set a poor example.
所以许多时候我们的弟兄、我们的孩子们跌倒了。
Oftentimes our children fail.
弟兄姊妹，那个难处不是他们的难处。
It is not their fault.
难处是我们的难处。
It is our problem.
原因在哪里
？The reason being,
我们是没有路的人。
Because we do not have the way.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
主，如果你跟随主的话
，If you truly follow
him, 你不只在真理上是丰富的
，Not only you will be rich in truth,
在经历上是丰富的
，In experience,
在道路上也是丰富的
You will also be rich in the way.
因为主说，我就是真理、道路和生命。
Because the Lord Himself says, "I'm the truth."I'm the way, I'm the life.
如果他是道路、真理、生命
，If he is the way, the truth, the life.
如果你连于他的话
，And if you are united to him,
你就连于生命
，Then you will be united to life.
连于道路
，His way.
连于真理
，And truth.
清楚吗
？Are you clear?
所以但愿这个很简单的真理
，So may this very simple truth
能够提醒我们
，Will remind us.
所以这里的长进是讲到团体的长进。
The growth here is talking about corporate growth.
不是个人的长进。
Not individual.
为什么呢？因为读
Why?
你读下去就很清楚。
If you continue to read,
前面讲到元首。
It first talk about the head.
讲的头。
The head.
但是下面就讲的全个身体。
Immediately it followed the whole body.
然后最后说叫身体一渐渐的增长。
And in the end it said to build itself up.
所以这段圣经什么意思？
What does it mean, this message?
啊，这段圣经给我们很重要的一个秘诀。
A very important secret.
就是不是个人怎么长进。
It's not how individually you grow.
当然，每个肢体都需要长进。
Of course, every member we must grow.
都需要连于元首基督。
Must be joined to the head.
但整个身体应该是很均匀的发展的。
But the whole body should develop very harmoniously.
那现在我们要问一个问题。
Now one question.
教会是怎么成长的？
How does the church grow?
或者说教会增长的秘诀在哪里
？Or what is the secret of the growth of church?
弟兄姊妹，这不是很重要的题目吗
？Isn't it a very important topic?
你不管到哪里培训，在讲的基督徒培训的时候
，Wherever you go and you want to have a conference,
所有弟兄姊妹都知道说我们怎么样能够长进。
We all brothers and sisters want to know how we can grow.
如果你有责任
，If you are responsible,
如果你是父母。
Or your parents.
当然，做父母的要问说，我的孩子怎么长大
？As parents, you ask, how am I going to bring my children up?
他看这个样子，会不会长得，会不会会不会长不高了
？Looking at him, will he grow as a full man?
你要怎么样让他能够长得好
？How can he grow to be a good man?
弟兄姊妹，生命长大是一个做父母的人所关心的。
Growth of life.Is the duty of a parent.
所以今天在教会里面服侍的弟兄姊妹要问一个问题。
So, brothers and sisters, if you are serving in the church, you must ask.
我所服侍的教会
，the church now I'm serving.
它增长了没有
？Is she growing?
今天很多人告诉我们教会增长的秘诀。
There are so many talk about the secrets of growing a church.
我们要问在圣经里面有没有这个答案。
We must ask, has the Bible got the answer?
弟兄姊妹，如果离开圣经，你有很多的答案。
Well, departing from the Bible, you can find many ways.
很多的培训
many answers,
很多的培训的聚会里面
many training programs,
告诉我们说教会增长的秘诀
telling us the secrets of growing a church.
你怎样做长老
how to be an elder.
你怎样做执事
how to be a deacon.
你怎样全时间来服侍你的弟兄姊妹
and how do you full-time serve brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹如果你从主里面已经接过责任来的话
then indeed before the Lord, if responsibility comes,
除非你不是从主那里接过来的
unless,It is not from the Lord.
你从人接过来，你向人负责。
If you only receive an assignment from man, you're
responsible to man. 如果你从神接过来，你向神负责。
But if you receive from the Lord, you will be responsible to God.
那如果神把教会托付给你
，If God has passed on the shoulder,
你不管你是长叫长老或者执事
，Whether you are elders or deacons,
或者你是不是长老，但是做长老的事
，Or you are not elders, but you are having the capacity or function of an elder.
或者不是执事，没有执事地位，但是执事的事。
You don't have the deacon's name or title, but you are serving as a
deacon. 但是不管怎么样
no matter what,
总要有人关心教会长大了吧
Indeed, all should be concerned about the growth of the church.
你看，如果孩子什么都不吃，你当然会担心他会不会长大。
Imagine if a child doesn't eat anything, you'll be very concerned.
所以，所有做父母的人最关心的就是，不是我有孩子就可以，我孩子有没有健康的长大。
So all parents will be very concerned not only the birth of a child, but the growth of a child.
所以，路加福音讲到主耶稣跟约施洗约翰的时候。
So the book of Luke, when Jesus talked about John the Baptist,
都提到他们成长的过程。
He mentioned about the growth.
那如果教会是基督的身体的话
If the church is the body of Christ,
今天我们要问
Tonight we must ask,
我们是有了历史的
We have the history.
我们可以谈多少的历史
Well, we can talk about history.
但是我们要告诉世界
But we must tell the world,
教会长大了没有
Has the church grown?
如果今天教会没有长大
If the church hasn't grown,
反而如果教会老化了
Or on the other hand, the church has grown old.
这是谁的责任
？Who's responsible?
如果今天主回来的话
，If the Lord returns today,
我们向主怎么交代
？How are we going to give account?
这是一个问题。
It's question one.
所有在基督身体里面的人
，All brothers and sisters in Christ,
他们都要问说
，They must ask.
我们在一起聚会
，We are here gathering.
聚了多少年了
？For so many years we have gathered.
我们长进了没有？
How much have we grown?
道理也许越来越多了。
Yes, we got so many doctrines.
我们有多少真的实行
？How much we have actually entered?
我们多少活出那个弟兄相爱的光景
？How much we have lived forth the reality of loving one another?
每一次你到 supermarket 的时候
，Every time when you go to the supermarket,
你在你的肥皂之外，能不能多买几块的肥皂
？Can you buy more soap on top of the soap you have?
你就会想到你的弟兄，想到你的姊妹。
Then you remember your brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我想道士听得够多了。
I believe brothers and sisters, you have heard enough messages.
每个人都会讲。
We all can actually speak.
但是问题就是
，The question is,
教会增长了没有
？Has the church grown?
那到底教会增长的秘诀在哪里
？Indeed, what is the secret of the real growth of a church?
我想最清楚的
，Very clearly, I believe,
就这一段圣经。
It is from this passage.
告诉我们教会。增长的秘诀。
This passage tells us the secret of the growth of a church.
那如果我们在座有点医学常识都知道
，We have some medical sense. We will understand.
我们这个身体呀
，Our body
是个很复杂的身体。
It's very complex.
我们的身体严格说来是全世界最复杂的机器。
Indeed, we can say our body is the most complex machine.
这个我们都要承认的。
We must confess.
连我们的大脑今天都是他们学做电脑的人的榜样。他们要看怎么样能够像头脑一样，能发展出一个 super computer 超级的电脑。
You know, scientists are still using our human brain as a format how they can develop a super computer according to the brain.
因为我们的电脑里面，我们的脑子里面好像好多电脑把它并联在一起，不是把它串联在一起，能够并在一起。那么这样的话，你看就一个很大很大的电脑。
You know, our brain actually the neurons they are not just linked together, but they were parallel with one another.
所以没有疑问，没有疑问的弟兄姊妹。
Huge computer.
如果讲到照相机，最好照相机是我们的眼睛。
Where you can find the best camera is your eyes.
所以不管怎么样，人的确是神的杰作。
Truly, our human body is the masterpiece of God.
所以讲到长进的时候
So when you mention about growth,
讲到身体长进的时候
，or growth of the body，
你最少看见说外面这个像机器一样的身体是要长进的。
At least outwardly, the body which is like a machine must grow.
所以你看见孩子，你面包塞给他，希望他有一天越高越大。
You know, you give bread to your child, you want the child to grow up.
但这个不是所有的故事。
But this is not the whole full story.
因为整部的机器告诉我们，我们的身体是个最好的组织。
The whole body also telling us another thing. The body is a great organization.
这个是没有疑问的。
It is beyond doubt.
它绝对是个组织。
Definitely an organization.
所以我们用今天，借用今天大家懂得的话。
Well, to use commonly known word.
它就是我们身体上生的硬体。硬体。
Okay, the hardware is the body.
你知道啊，电脑我们说它是硬体。
We often refer computer as hardware.
因为电脑像一团的这个铁一样。
It's like a machine with.
它硬得很。
Very hard.
所以现在有个办法，就叫电脑能稍微软一点。
So we want to try to make the computer softer.
那电脑怎么会软一点呢
？How can make the hardware soft?
你要把软体装进去。
You must put on software.
你软体装的越多
，more software you put in，
它就越软。
It becomes softer.
那刚开始的这个电脑很大。
In the beginning, the computer was huge.
大家都知道原子弹解决了日本第二次世界大战。
We all know the atomic A bomb solved the Second World War.
那背后是一台电脑。
Behind is a big computer.
如果今天大家到 Philadelphia 去的话
，If today you visit Philadelphia,
你到宾州大学
or University of Pennsylvania,
你进到一个房子里面，也许像这个房子这么大。
You will enter into a room like this big hall.
那个电脑就像这么大一样。
The computers like this big.
里面有几千个真空管。
There were few thousands transistors.
所以我们说这个电脑实在是硬得很。
It is a very hard computer.
不过因为有人里面放了软体进去。
But because some put software inside.
所以呢，你看你后来成就是什么？就结束了第二次世界大战。
Because of the software and because of the invention, Second World War was finished.
所以慢慢慢慢，你看这个就是这么多年来电脑越来越进步。
And then so many years has lapsed, computer has advanced so much.
许多电脑很大很大的。
Originally is a huge machine.
我还记得我做学生的时候。
I remember when I was a student.
那半夜有时候都不睡觉的。
I couldn't sleep in the midnight.
那么要一面要打卡，然后把卡就送到电脑里面，然后等了多久这个资料才出来的。
You have to actually use physical card, put the data, and send it and feed it into the computer. Wait until the result.
我们说这个电脑实在是很有用，非常非常有用。
Back then we already thought it was a huge useful machine.
但是没有想到。
Without、
没有多久以后，这些电脑就迁到我们的厨房里面来了。
Indeed, now the computer came to the kitchen.
跑到我们的办公室里面来了。
To our office.
你知道原因在哪里吗
？What's the reason?
原因就它越来，它软体越多了。
Now, more and more software.
那起头你得懂得电脑，你才能用电脑。
In the beginning, you must understand computer before you can use it.
那现在，如果你把它软体放得更多的话
，But now if you put more software inside,
它越人性化，越像个人。
It's more like an intelligent man.
越像个人，你就和它越像做朋友一样。
You really like to be your friend, like artificial intelligence.
所以我说这个电脑很 friendly.
Now we can say this computer or program is very friendly.
那么弟兄姊妹，现在你买一台小电脑 laptop 的时候
，Today if you buy a laptop,
那个功能就等于那个时候那么大的个电脑一样的。
Exactly the same function as a huge computer.
所以你就知道说这个实在是很人性化的。
Truly, computers become very personal.
不过这个电脑还是太硬了。
But still too hard.
那硬到一个地步，很多人今天都脖子酸，就这个道理。
You know, so hard that today so many people get back sore neck.
因为你一天到晚你一定要坐在电脑旁边。
Because you must sit in front of the computer.
你非要生活不可。
But you have to live.
所有资料都在电脑里面。
All the information in the computer.
所以你坐在那没有多久，你后面脊椎就不对了。
Not long you have sore and stiff neck.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so、my dear brothers,
你看见吗？一面的确是进步了。
Yes, on one hand, huge advancement.
但是它还是太硬了。
But still too hard.
需要有一天叫它更软一点。
We hope that one day it will be softer and softer.
软到一点，就是你不懂的电脑，你也会用电脑。
To an extent that even though you don't know a computer at all, you still can use it.
终于这一天来了。
Now one day.
那就是2007年。
2007 year.
2007年是什么年呢
？What year?
就是 iPhone 诞生那一年。
When the year of iPhone came.
弟兄姊妹，想想看呢。
Imagine.
把整个那么大的电脑就放在小小的手掌上。
The whole huge machine now in your palm.
你可以通电话。
Handsets.
你可以送短讯。
You can talk. You can text.
你也可以照相。
You can take photos.
你也可以把很多的资料都存在里面。
You can use it as a memory. machine.
我上讲台以前，如果讲英文，以发音我不知道怎么发音，我赶快去看看那个上面告诉怎么发音。
You know, when I was speaking, I don't know how to pronounce this word, like Ephraim. Then I just go to the computer.
过去你要报个 Concordia 就这么大的。
In the past, I have to talk a whole book of Concordia.
那现在你上讲台以前，你忽然忘记哪一节圣经，你很快查查就可以了。
Now immediately when you are speaking, you focus about the verse. You quickly go to
search. 所以自从2007年，整个世界就改变了。
The whole world has changed since 2007.
你看见吗？现在每个人都会用这个。
Smartphone.
都会用 smartphone 或者都会用 iPad.
Now all of us know how to use smartphone or iPad.
原因在哪里？
Why?
因为它人性化了。
Because those machines.
它太软了。
Personal.
软到一个地步呢，我的小孙子从来没有学过电脑。
So soft that even my little grandchild, he's never learned.
他不像他的祖父一样，从前在学校里面怎么做，他不知道。
It's not like his grandfather in the past.
他一点都不知道，他完全不是专家。
He wasn't an expert at all.
看他一波一波。Get Angry Bird 就出来了。
But then Angry Bird, he played very well the game.
所以弟兄姊妹，你想想看呢。
So now brothers and sisters,
像我的孙子不是专家，好像都变成专家一样。
Now he became an expert.
我要问弟兄姊妹，这证明什么？
What does it prove?
证明现在这个软，这个电脑越来越软。
We can say that the computer becomes softer and softer.
软到一个地步，你为什么我喜欢 iPad 呢？
You know why I like iPad?
你躺着也可以看它。
You can.Watch it,
你坐在沙发上也可以看它
sitting on the lounge,
什么姿势都可以看它
whatever posture your body is,
那过去你脖子痛的毛病慢慢就没有了
and then you don't have your stiff neck anymore.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers,
你懂我的意思吗
Do you understand my
的的确确电脑是一个组织没有错
True, the computer is a great organization.
的的确是个硬体是没有错的
It is an hardware.
非常非常清楚的
Very clear.
但是问题在哪里呢
Now the problem is,
就是当它越来越人性化
When the computer hardware becomes
越来越软的时候
personalized and soft,
你看今天对我们就变成一个很大很大的帮助了
It becomes so helpful to all of us
所以你今天不管到全世界各地
So wherever you go throughout the world
你就看有一帮人叫做低头族
You can see a group of men called head low men
从前只有基督徒是低头族是祷告的
In the past, only Christians belong to this group.
现在你到你到你你现在你到那个这个火车里面去看，所有年轻人都是低着头坐着。
You know, when you go to the train, every young man they have their head low down.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so, my dear
现在你就明白了。
Now you understand.
那过去很多事情你不知道。
You didn't know many things.
现在你只要上去，你就变成专家了，因为你很快的就上网，就看到那个资料
了。You can become an expert in anything because the moment you log on, you know so many things.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers,
这就给我们看见说。
Now we can see.
你看见一个硬体越来越有用。
When a hardware wants to be useful,
越有贡献。
Functional.
乃是它的软体越多越丰富。
Depends on how many software can.The hardware take in.
那现在回到教会是基督的身体。
Now back to the question of the body of Christ.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
证明它是有组织的。
Indeed, it's an organization.
不过那个组织是从生命里面产生的。
But the organization comes from life.
但如果你把生命拿掉
，If you remove life from this,
它仍就是个组织。
Indeed, still remains as an organization.
明白不明白？那现在问题在这里。
So the problem now is.
今天我们讲到教会增长，我们是怎么讲的
？Today when we say about the growth of the church, what are we talking about?
因为今天我们讲的教会只有三样东西。
You know when we talk about the church, only three things happen.
第一
，one
要有礼拜堂。
We must have a church building.
第二
，two
要有礼拜的人。
We must have people coming to the church.
第三，最少有一个主领整个礼拜的人。
At third, at least there will be one person or group of people.Heading, leading the church.
你要成立教会吗
？So do you want to establish a church?
你能成立，
yes.
我也能成立。
So you can form a church.
因为你要找他一块地。
You can find a place. I can.
你能够把一个礼拜堂盖起来。
You can build a physical church.
那么当然你需要有人填进去了。
Of course, you have to fill it if man.
如果找不到人填进去没有用的。
If there's no man, it's useless.
所以在美国有个 mega church.
You know, in America, there's a mega church.
他就把麦当劳就放在礼拜堂的里面。
So they put McDonald inside the church.
那这样就吸引更多人来了。
Then more people would come.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers,
今天问题在这里。
Now,
当你讲教会增长的时候
，When you mention about growth of church,
第一，一定礼拜堂越盖越大。
So indeed, the church the bigger the better.
这代表成功。
This is success.
第二，人越来越多。
Two, the number of people coming.
超过两千人叫做 mega church.
If it is more than 2,000, it is mega church.
你知道人喜欢大。
You know, we all like great numbers.
当你看见只有小猫三四只，你就几天就不来了。
If you only just few people attending, you won't come.
你看见一个大的场合。
But if you see a huge crowd.
所以弟兄姊妹，大的场合了，场合。
Huge venue.
Yeah, 所以你就很清楚了，给我们看见说，如果讲教会增长的话。
And then immediately you think the growth of the church.
第一，大巨这建筑要盖越来越大。
Big building, big venue.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见的的确今天有很多这样大的建筑。
Indeed, there are many huge size buildings.
那么，因着这个有很多人就听见福音了。
And well, more people can listen to the gospel.
所以你不能说这是错。
So you can't say it's wrong.
这当然对的。你越大的礼拜堂，结果人就越有机会听福音。
Of course, it is true. The bigger the church, you can accommodate more people for the gospel.
但是听福音需要传福音的人呢。
But you know.For people to listen to the gospel,
you
need someone to preach to the gospel.
你可以请一个人专门的来负他的责任。
Then you we employ someone just to be responsible for that.
所以如果一个这个一个传道人
，so a preacher，
他讲到能吸引几万人。
If his sermons can attract thousands of people,
这是教会增长一个很重要的秘诀。
It is a secret of how to grow the number.
所以教会如果要增长的话
，so if the church needs to grow,
房子一定要大
，must be big,
人一定要多
，more people.
然后你看见说，在有人在那讲纯正的道
，and then someone there to share the true word.
所以今天我们讲的教会的增长
，so our concept of growth church.
你看见我们所注意的是什么呢？就是硬体的增长。
We pay attention only to the hardware.
那就是因为教会的身体漏生命漏掉了。
It is indeed because the life inside has.
本来是枯骨四散的。
It originally were like dry bones.
结果神震动一下，我们震到一起了。
When God assembled us together.
现在我们在同一个礼拜堂底下。
Now we come under the roof.
我们也蒙恩得救了。
We all got saved.
我们也听人讲道。
We all listen to sermons.
弟兄姊妹，你说这不是很好吗？我们不再是枯骨四散了。
No longer like dry bones.
现在我们有了皮了。
Now we have the skin.
我们有了筋了。
We have the tendon.
这不是身体是什么？这当然就是身体啊。
Of course, it is the body.
但是弟兄姊妹，以西结书告诉我们，这只是硬体，这不是真正的身体。
The book of Ezekiel is telling us it's only hardware.
那真正的身体是怎么来的呢
？What is the true body?
乃是圣灵吹气在这个身体里面。
When the Holy Spirit breathes into this body,
它就开始动了。
Then it starts to move.
如果没有圣灵，这个教会一定是瘫痪的。
Without the Holy Spirit, it is a paralyzed.
如果有圣灵，它不光是不是瘫痪的，而像军队一样。
But if the Holy Spirit comes, not only it will not be dead, but becomes an army.
这不是以西结给我们看见的故事吗
？This is the story in Ezekiel.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹。
So we thank the Lord.
今天我们觉得我们就能在一起聚会，各方面就很好了。
Today we think we are all good. We can get it together.
因为我们是个身体嘛。
We think we are the body.
但是在主的眼光中
，But in God's eye,
一直等到。
Until
生命的气吹在里面
，the breath of life blown into this body
就活过来了。
Then it becomes alive.
所以真正的身体的增，教会的增长
so, ，true church growth.
当然
，of course,
我们不能忽略硬体的。
We cannot ignore the hardware.
我们不能忽略外面的。
We cannot ignore outward.
但是要记得一件事
，but we must remember
外面的是我们能做的。
Hardware things we can do.
你多请几个工程师。
You can employ few more engineers.
你多请几个 MBA.
You employ MBA people.
尤其今天在美国
especially in America.
很多 mega church 他所找的长老都是从大几个大学的 MBA 里面找来的
Many mega church they find elders among those university MBA graduates.
你在公司可以做 CEO, 你在教会就可以做长老
If you are CEO in a company, then you become an elder in the church.
你在地上是律师会讲话，你在教会里面就能为主说话
If you're a lawyer in the world, you can speak, then you can speak in the church.
所以弟兄姊妹。当我们忙碌建造教会的时候
While we busy building the church,
弟兄姊妹你看见各地硬体都建造起来了
All hardwares are starting to grow, you can see.
但是我们要问
But we must ask,
从主的感觉里面
from the heart of the Lord,
这是教会的增长吗
Is it true growth of his body?
乃是等到教会连于元首基督。
It is only when the church is joined to the head.
电脑什么都有了。
Yes, the computer has got all the hardware.
你没有电，一点用处也没有。
But there is no electricity.
它就是像一堆废铁一样。
It is like a dead metal.
但是我们可以告诉人，你看我这个电脑比他那个电脑要进步很多。
But the computer, any computer will be better than a dead scrap metal.
但是问题是什么时候电能够通进去
？But when the electricity is in.
电通气就还不是问题。
It's not just electricity passing
through. 你有足够的软体吗？
Do you have enough software?
这个软体越来越有人性吗？
All your software more and more human.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候教会的软体越来越多呢？
When will the church be full of software?
乃是基督的度量在教会里越过越丰富。
It is when the measure of Christ is getting richer and richer.
如果在教会里面到处看见基督。
If you can find Christ in every aspect of the church,
你看这是最软的。
This is the most soft.
我们的主说我是柔和谦卑，他是最软最软的。
The Lord Himself said, "I'm low and meek."
今天教会太硬了。
Today the church is too hard.
缺少许多的爱心。
We lack so much love.
叫许多人跌倒。
Cause so many to
fall. 叫许多人难过。
Cause so many to hurt.
但是就是因为我们不够硬，我们不够软。
Because we are not soft enough.
如果我们有一个心肠像基督的心肠
，If we have the heart of Christ,
我们真的以基督的心为心。
We truly have the heart of Christ as our.
你看，今天我们的光景就不这样。
Then our condition will be different.
所以但愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
我们的的确要需要看见硬体长大。
We truly need to see a hardware grow.
因为不可能一个身体长大，它外面这个外面架构没有长大，不可能。
It is impossible for real growth without the hardware.
教会越充满基督
，the more the church is full of Christ.
每一件事情都是按照次序来行的。
Everything will be according to Christ.
每一个人都不敢出自己的主意。
No one dare to has own.
都在元首的支配底下。
It's all under the headship of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers,
现在你明白吗？
Do you understand?
如果是硬体的话，我每个人都能有帮助。
If it is hardware, none of us has got boundary.
但是如果是软体的话
But if it's software,
我们就没有办法了
We have to have.
唯有基督只有基督才能够叫软体长大
Only Christ can cause the software to grow.
所以就什么叫做教会的见证呢
So what is the testimony of the church?
就是当教会被元首充满的时候
It is when the church is filled by the head.
想想看一个弹钢琴的人
A pianist
一分钟他的头脑要下大概1200个命令。
One minute, about 1,200 commands.
然后这个手指马上就要弹1200个。
And then be immediate, the
1200个动作。
Needs to have 1,200 movements.
跟脚。
And then,
所以等到一个演奏会完的时候。
And when a performance is done.
你是看见一个身体没有错。
Yes, you can see a body.
但你是看见身体背后的才华。
You can also see behind the body, the skill,
所有他头里面的丰富都彰显在他身体里面。
All the intelligence in the mind was manifested by the fingers.
我们不能走极端，说是把手拿掉、脚拿掉不行的。
We cannot go to extreme. We cannot remove just.
他还是要硬体是没有错的。
We do need extremities.
但是问题，硬体的目的是什么？
But the hardware, the purpose.
明白吗？
Yes,
许多人是四肢发达，头脑简单的。
A lot of us, we have very full-grown limbs, but indeed a dumb brain.
但是今天的难处在哪里呢？
But
今天就是身体应该要发表元首的丰富才对。
Today our body shall be able to manifest the richness of the head.
所以但愿主开我们的眼睛。
So may the Lord open our eyes.
连于元首基督。
Grow up.In Christ,
你看教会就长进了。
Then the church will grow.
为什么？
Why?
因为只有基督是最软的。
Because only Christ is the most soft and weak.
我们都太硬了。
We are all too hard.
我们感谢主，我们蒙恩得救的时候，给了我们个肉心。
We thank the Lord when we were saved. The Lord has given us
变成肉心
a soft heart.
但是因为许多时候我们还落在肉体里面。
But a lot of time we are still in our flesh.
所以我们还像过去那样的硬。
We were like exactly in the past.
但愿主折服我们。
May the Lord conquer us.
让我们看在教会里面，
that
软体越来越软了。
In the church, we will see more and more softness.
人来到这个礼拜，来到聚会的时候，
when people come to the meeting,
他说这个聚会 friendly.
This is very friendly church.
这个聚会好像回家一样。
They feel like home.
弟兄姊妹，
Now, brothers,
我想这是非常重要的。
This is very important.
所以但愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
讲到教会增长的秘诀，
secret of growth of the church.
我们容易注意外面。
We easily look at outward.
实在说来
，Yes，
我们如果真的要让教会长进的话
，If we really want the church to grow，
你就要把时间放进去
，You have to put in time，
把精力放进去
，You put in your energy，
它一定有一些成果的
，There will be some success。
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
可是但愿主开这些人的眼睛。
But may the Lord open our eyes.
叫他们看见的教会不只是房子。
That not only is the building.
教会不只是这么多人。
Not only people.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
但愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord.
迟早有一天你要看见教会不是石头和木头。
The church is not just rock and wood.
你所看见的石头和木头不过是外面的东西。
Stone and wood are only external things.
但是教会那是基督的身体。
But the church is the body of Christ.
但很可惜，到现在人还是改不过来。
Unfortunately, even now we still cannot change.
人还是说我把这伞放在教会里面。
We still think, oh, I've left something in the church.
那你看看，你有没有可能把伞放在你的身体里面？不可能的。
Can you leave an umbrella into your body?
有的医生啊，不小心把剪刀放在你身体里面是可能的。
Some surgeons accidentally left a scissor into your body.
这就是所谓的糊涂医生。
It's like a very clumsy doctor.
但是我们要知道说，普通正常的是不可能的一件事。
It is impossible.
所以如果教会是基督的身体
so if the church is truly the body of Christ,
你就能看见最后的目标了
then you can see the final ultimate
否则的话呢人一多你就高兴了
otherwise whenever you see huge of people coming you'll be very happy
人都不是错弟兄姊妹
of course it's not wrong
耶路撒冷当初是三千人得救又是五千人得救
remember in the early church Jerusalem one day 3,000 got saved and then 5,000
几万人在一起聚会
Thousands upon thousands come.
当然是个 mega church.
It was a mega church.
但你看，是完全被圣灵充满的。
But it was full of the Holy Spirit.
所以，但愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
如果主让我们劳苦
，If the Lord allowed us to labor,
在那里耕耘
，and
在那里流泪
，indeed, labor and
但是弟兄姊妹，你要知道你在做什么。
You must know what you're doing.
你要知道你所服侍的教会，你要把它服侍到什么地步。
You must know what sort of church you want to serve into.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
如果光是硬体的话
，if it is just hardware，
我们容易做
，it is easy。
我们不祷告也可以
，we can do it for prayer。
我们只要能干一点
，as long as we are capable。
你看见很多事情都做成功了
，a lot of time we can succeed in so many things。
但是需要主光照我们
，may the Lord enlighten us。
给我们看这些是不够的。
Cause us to know that it is not enough.
这个最多外面有个身体就是。
It's only just an external body.
但这个身体没有办法发表元首的风格。
This dead body cannot manifest the head richness.
所以今天我们需要的是什么呢
？So what do we need today?
我们当然需要连于元首基督。
We must grow into the head Christ.
你知道在圣经里面特别讲到以西结讲到身体。
You know, especially in the Bible, in the book of Ezekiel, talking about the body.
三十几章讲的身体。
In the chapter 30, it talks about the body.
本来是枯骨四散的。
Originally like dry bones.
现在恢复了。
Now it's restored.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
里面没有生命的。
Back then still no life.
样子像身体。
It looked like a body.
你可以称它做教会。
You can say it's church. 所
以你可以挂一个牌子是教会，他也挂个牌子是教会。
You can put a name there, church, church, church.
但是主讲的教会。
But the Lord referred to his church.
乃是基督的身体。
As the, his own body.
那么你读以西结书的时候。
And when you read Ezekiel,
你读到前面几章
the first few portions, the first portion,
你读到以西结做了个示范
You know, Ezekiel has actually a demonstration.
那因为我们知道说，在圣经里面告诉我们说，耶路撒冷、以色列要亡国，犹大也要亡国。
We know the Bible told us the northern nation of Israel and the southern of Judah will be gone.
以色列要被掳，失去自由。
They will be taken into captives, lost freedom.
然后呢，犹大国也要失去自由。
And same thing happened to Judah.
所以现在以西结要说明这件事情。
So Ezekiel needs to explain what's going to happen.
所以以西结用他的身体来做说明。
So Ezekiel uses his own body to illustrate.
他怎么说明的呢
？How did he say?
所以圣经你自己回去读，现在我不去读了。
We don't go, but you go back and home.
你看见以西结他往一个方向躺了多少天
？So now how many days actually he leaned his body towards?
就代表说以色列国是怎么被掳的。
It represents how many years the Israelite nation would be
taken
into captivity.
后来呢，他又往另外一个方向又躺了多少天
？And he turned his body and lied for how many days?
那多少天？那么就代表什么？将来犹大国要被掳。
It represents how many years in the future the Judah kingdom would be taken.
我要问弟兄姊妹
，Now let me ask you.
如果一个人一躺躺了三百六十天
，If a man lied on one side 360 days,
只有一个方向
，Only one direction.
有这个人一定中风了吗？不是吗
？It's like a stroke.
所以这个身体是个中风的身体
It is a stroke body.
是个瘫痪的身体
It is a paralyzed body.
这不是教会的写真吗
Is this indeed describing the church?
你讲教会的故事的时候
When you talk about the story of the church,
第一就是教会是瘫痪的
One, it is a paralyzed church.
来到聚会里面只有几个肢体是动的，其他都不动。
When you come to the church, only few brothers and sisters are active.
这不是瘫痪是什么呢？
Others are not.
所以以西结给我们看见说，
so Ezekiel tells us,
将来你看见在教会里面，
in the future, in the church,
教会的光景就像以西结一个手一个方向，另外一手另外一个方向
一样。The condition of the church is like Ezekiel.Only on one side for a long period of time, and then the other side the long period of time.
所以你记得有一次主耶稣在比撒大的池子。
So one day remember when Jesus was at the pool of the Bethesda.
他医治好了38年的瘫子。
He healed the paralyzed man who'd been paralyzed for 38 years.
一漂流就漂流38年，不是吗？
You know the Jewish people, the nation was wandering for 38 years.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
证明说以色列人是瘫子。
Indeed, it tells us the whole nation was paralyzed.
为什么是瘫子呢？
Why?
还有个身体。
Yes, the body there.
躺在那里明明是身体。
Truly a full body, but lying down.
但是等到水动的时候，别人下去，他就是下不去。
But when the water was moving, no one all jumped in, but he just couldn't move.
他每个肢体都对。
All members of the body are there.
他就是个瘫子。
But it's not functioning. It's a dead body.
他就是一个瘫痪的身体。
It is a paralyzed body.
你知道原因在哪里吗？
The reason being.
现在读医学的人能告诉我们说。
Now medical people can tell us.
很简单。
Very simple.
就是因为他身体和他头和他中枢神经失去了联系。
It is this connection between the head and the nervous system.
如果今天你有办法能够叫他身体和他的头和他中枢神经连在一起的话。
One day if you can.Connect again the central nervous system with the head.
他就好了。
He will recover.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
那一天主对那个瘫子说：“你起来，拿着褥子走吧。”
So when the Lord said on that day, "Rise up, take up your mat and run."
用保罗的话说：“连于元首。”
It is what Paul is saying here. Joined under
the Christ,
the head. You have the body.
是完全的硬体。
Truly.But it's just a hardware.
你需要让完全的软体来充满。
You must be filled with the full software.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
这就叫做凡事长进，连于元首基督。
This is what I meant by growing up in all things unto him.
慢慢就能起来行走了。
And then slowly you can rise up and walk.
不止如此。
Not only that.
你看见虽然是枯骨四散。
Originally was like dry bone dispersed.
我们终于聚在一起了。
Yes, now we are gathered together.
有的人很高兴啊。
So some are very happy.
别人都是宗派，我们不是宗派。
All others are denominational. We are not.
我们本来苦苦四散，现在都聚在一起。
We were dispersed, but now we are together.
但是不要讲得太快。
But don't be so quick.
弟兄姊妹，问题是在主的眼光里面。
The main thing is in the eye of the Lord.
苦苦四散是聚在一起了。
Yes, you are not gathered.
你可以笑别人是四分五裂的。
You can tease about people all
divisive. 好像我们从来不四分五裂一样。
It seems that we are never dispersed.
在弟兄会的历史里面。
From the history of the brethren.
给了我们很大的教训。
We learn so much from their history.
有一个弟兄叫 F.W. Grant.
A brother called F.W. Grant.
根据倪弟兄他认为二十世纪他最会读圣经的。
According to Brother Watchman Nee, he's really the best man knowing the Bible.
他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
他说我们的见证乃是合一。
He said our testimony is oneness.
结果就是在合一的事情上，仇敌用尽了他所有的力量。
Indeed, on this ground of unity, Satan has used all means to destroy our unity.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So my dear brothers,
在这里我想是很清楚的。
It's very clear.
你可以用人的办法
，You can use human methods.
用人的手腕
，Use.Human means,
让这些枯骨都集在一起。
Gather all these dry bones together.
你最多得到的是个硬体，不是软体。
The most you can get is the hardware.
但什么时候我们能连于元首基督
？But whenever you are united to the head.
每一个基督徒都连于元首基督。
Every member, every Christian is joined to the head.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Then
你看见说教会就长大了。
The church will grow.
教会中长老也好，执事也好。
Whether it's the elders, deacons,
或者站在带领的地位也好
or leading brothers,
他们所以是权柄
they are representative authority,
因为他们服在基督的权柄
because they come under the authority of Christ,
他们叫人佩服
they really cause people to
为什么叫人佩服呢
why would people submit to them?
因为他们顺服在主的底下
because they submit to the Lord.
什么时候丈夫对妻子说
what is said husband to the wife?
我是你的头
I'm your head.
他已经不是头了
No longer he is the head.
因为他没有服在 元首的底下。
Because he no longer submits himself to the ruler.
所以弟兄姊妹，你容易可以有外面的东西。
It is easy to have things out.
你容易可以有长老。
Even set up
elders, 各方面都有。
Everything you can.
但是问题就是，你叫不叫人佩服呢？
But the thing is.Will people truly submit to you?
人从心里面觉得你是不是长老
？Truly, do they recognize you are the elder?
我想这是非常非常重要的。
I think so so important.
我再说弟兄姊妹
，Let me repeat.
今天基督徒可以帮神的忙是越帮越忙。
A lot of time Christians today wants to help God. The more they try to help,
我们说我们能
，the more they make things worse.
你能是因为你会外面的。
You think you can because you can outward.
你能因为你会有手腕
，because you have the skill.
你会有办法
，even very clever.
但是问题就是，你要把主所托给你的教会带到哪里去
？But the problem, the question you need to ask, how are you going to bring?
如果主今天回来，你怎么回答他的话呢
？If the Lord returns today, how are you going to give account to him?
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers,
我再说
，Let me repeat.
许多做丈夫要叫妻子佩服才可以。
A lot of husbands they want their wife to be submissive.
丈夫叫人佩服，不是因为他学问高。
It's not because he is more knowledgeable.
丈夫叫人佩服，不是因为他会做事。
Or because he's capable.
丈夫叫妻子顺佩服
，A husband causing the wife to submit，
是因为他活在基督的权下
，because he lived under the authority of Christ，
他连于元首基督
，he himself is joined to the head Christ。
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你属灵不属灵
？Whether you're spiritual or not，
在教会里面是一个样子
，it's the same condition in the church。
你真的回到家里
，and also when you return home，
如果你家人说你属灵，你真的属灵。
Truly， if your family members say you are spiritual， then you are true。
因着这个缘故。
So、because of this
在教会里面服事的弟兄姊妹
，all those serving brothers is
需要连于元首基督。
We must join to the head.
那其他的弟兄姊妹呢
？Then other brothers
同样的要连于元首基督。
Also need to be joined to the head.
弟兄姊妹
Then,
这样整个身体就长大了。
The whole body would grow.
明白吗
？You understand?
所以这是非常非常重要的一件事。
It's a very important thing.
今天难处在哪里呢
？Today we have the problem.
难处就是服事的跟被服事的完全脱节。
Because now the serving and those being served are totally disconnected.
那因此这个缘故
，because of this，
还有年长的跟年轻的也脱了节。
And also the elderly and the young one they were disconnected.
那教会里面好多的沟啊。
There are so many crevices in the church.
你看见吗？这年轻人到不到年长那里去，年长也到不到年轻这边。
The young cannot reach the old and the young vice versa.
这服事的人是完全跟下面脱节的。
The serving is connected to the being served.
如果从主那里领受一件事情的话
，If you receive something from the Lord，
那么真的这个权柄出去的时候
，When the authority passes，
那光景应该是大家顺服的光景。
Indeed, all should submit.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers，
在这里给我们看见何等的不容易。
Is so we can see a very difficult situation.
你多拿几个 MBA。
I can say you can have few more MBA.
也许你可以治理外面的东西。
Yes, you can govern well outward things.
但是讲的教会
，But talking to church，
讲的教会是基督的身体。
The church being the body of Christ.
你我都得要承认，我们不是。
You and I, we are nothing.
我们不是头。
We are not dependable.
每一个人都需要砍头才对。
We must.
我说个实在的故事给弟兄们听。
Let me tell you a story.
这个主耶稣带着门徒们每次
we must be chopped our
head. 从这个伯大尼啊到耶路撒冷的时候
you know from Bethany to Jerusalem.
他远远一定看有个山
you can see a range of mountains.
那个山呢好像头被砍掉一样
actually the mountain looks like a head being chopped.
是个平头你懂吗
It is a plateau.
把那个头结果给砍掉了
It's like a head now became a plateau.
那那座山在哪里呢
Where's the head?
那山就在伯利恒
Is in Bethlehem.
所以主耶稣说，如果你信心像芥菜种一样的话
，So that's why the Lord is your faith is like mustard seed.
你就可以把山呢丢在海里面。
You can actually cause the mountain to go to the sea.
这个听话人都知道啊。
You know when you listen,
那时候希律啊为着要盖这座山。
You know when King Herod wants to build the mountain,
他就叫人把泥土从上面拿，就丢到死海里面去。
They actually cause a man to move all the sins into the dead sea.
这个叫做希律堡。就是希律的古堡
This is the castle.
那么到周末的时候呢，希律一定到那里去的。
In the weekend time, King Herod would go to the castle.
伯利恒的牧人呢
？So the shepherds of Bethlehem.
到了晚上的时候，特别到周末的时候
，in weekend
或者逾越节的时候
，or Passover，
上面有很多的灯光，很多音乐。
It was full of music and light.
所以那个天空啊，是一个光明的天空，常常看见有很多不同颜色。
Like a bright heaven.Different colors shining.
那么这个人是谁呢
Who is that man?
这个人当然是希律了。
Of course, King Herod was inside.
那希律又是谁呢？
Who is King Herod?
希律因为曾经去过罗马。
King Herod once been to Rome.
然后罗马的那个元老们呢，就元老院就封他做犹太人的王。
Their elders of the Roman Empire make him to be the king of the Jews.
所以 title 他的 title 就是 the king of the Jews， 完全一模一样。
So originally he's the king of the Jews.
你明白吗？所以每天晚上你看见那些音乐那个的时候，你就知道犹太人的王来了。
So every night when you see those lights and the music, you know the king of the Jews has come.
就有一天晚上。
Of one night.
同样天上也是有光。
It's still full of night in the heaven.
结果天使天君从上面经过。
Wow, the angels of the host.
他们报给他们大好的信息。
And they pass on the good news to the shepherds.
那今天晚上。
Tonight.
有一位救主为你们诞生了。
A savior will be born unto you.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
所以难怪博士到耶路撒冷去找希律说我们要看找犹太人的王。
No wonder when the wise men came to Jerusalem, they approached Herod and asked, we want to find the king of the Jews.
除了希律之外谁是犹太人的王呢？
Besides King Herod, who could be the king of the Jews?
一个山不能容两只老虎的。
You know, one mountain cannot accommodate two tigers.
所以这就是马太福音屠杀的故事。
This is the slaughtering story of Matthew.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
现在的问题在这里。
Now the problem.
要么就是这个头，基督的头被砍掉了。
Whether you want to chop the head of Christ out.
要么，弟兄姊妹。现在留给世界，留给今天大家所看见那座山，那个希律古堡是头被砍掉。
Or now what we can see, the plateau, the king castle of Herod is there.
所以让我们记得。
The head was chopped.
让我们记得，如果要连于元首基督的话。
So let us remember, if we are to join to the head.
没有那么多的头。
There should be no head.
你不是头。
You are not the head.
我也不是头。
I am not the head.
在哥林多前书那里有四个很有名的头。
You know, in the church in the Corinth, there were four very popular heads.
彼得是头。
Peter was one
保罗是头
，Paul was one head，
然后亚波罗是头
，Apollos was also
那基督当然是头了。
Of course, Christ is another.
所以有人说我是属基法的
，I belong to Cephas。
换一句话说，我们有个头叫做彼得。
So my head is Peter。
有人说我们的头是保罗。
Someone said my head is Paul。
还有人说我们的头是谁呢？是亚波罗。
And someone would say my head is Apollos。
还有人说你们都不属灵，我们才属，我们是属基督的。
And another group would say you're all spiritual, I am Christ。
但是保罗问一个问题。
But then。
基督是分开的吗
？Is Christ divided？
所以当你读教会历史的时候
，So when you read the Church of History，
哥林多教会的光景
，The condition in the Church of
Corinth， 果然是描写了整个教会的历史
，Truly describes the whole Church history。
有人说我们是基法的
，Someone would say I belong to Cephas。
这是罗马天主教。
This is Roman Catholic.
有人说我们是属亚波罗的
，Someone claimed I belong to Apollos。
这就是希腊正教。
This is the Greek.
有人说我们是属保罗的。
And some would say I belong to Paul.
这是改革运动以后。
This is after the Reformation.
你看见说的的确确有人回到耶路撒冷，他们回到我们是属保罗的。
Some actually returned to Jerusalem and claimed to belong to Paul.
当这些人都说我们有个头的时候
，When all these people claim to have their own head,
他们觉得在这些人身上缺少了很多的经历。
They felt that they have lacked so much experience.
他们有经历。
But they want experience,
过圣洁的生活
holy life,
就像威斯利约翰一样
like John Wesley,
就像贵格的弟兄们一样
like the Quakers,
就像教会中的奥秘派的弟兄姊妹一样
like the mystic sects,
他们是与主有更多的交通的
they wanted to have more close
他们本来是菲拉铁菲的教会
originally they were the Philadelphia
他们骄傲起来了
but they became proud
他说我们是丰富的
they thought, well, I'm rich,
所以我们是属基督
so we belong to Christ
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
让我们记得
Let us remember,
如果我们要如果今天要回到圣经叫身体长进的话
If we really want to return to the reality of the growth of the church
这些头都要去的
All these church must heads must go
只有基督是真正的头
Only Christ is the true head
我们最多像彼得
We could be like
Peter 我们最多像保罗
Like Paul
但是弟兄姊妹我们是吗？我们当然不是。
Of course, we are not.
如果这样的话
，If that's the case,
让十字架在我们身上做砍头的工作。
May the work of the cross remove chop our heads away.
当你失去你的头的时候
，When you lose your head,
让基督完全做头的时候
，Allowing Christ be the only head,
是叫人最佩服的时候。
That will be the moment people will submit.
你不要怕，没有人来跟随你。
Please do not be afraid that no one will follow or obey me.
因为你跟随的是基督。
If you really follow Christ,
如果你跟随肉体的话
if you follow your own flesh,
当然没有人跟随你
no one would follow you,
因为他们不愿意在肉体上有份
because they want to be partaking of the flesh,
所以但愿主恩待我们
so may the Lord have mercy
能够把这些话放在我们里面
let these words stay in
给我们看教会增长的秘诀在
call us to know the secret of the growth of the church
感谢主我们现在在澳洲这个地方
Church here in Australia,
主既然做了这么多年的工作
God has worked among you for so many
有这么多的储蓄
So many inheritance
许多的话我们都听见
We have heard so many good words
许多的话我们也都说过了
We have already spoken so many lessons
但我们有个祷告
May we have this
这一次主借这些话来提醒我们
May the Lord will remind us again with
叫我们能够连于元首
That we will grow unto the Christ
就好像要来的满月变红像雪
Just like the comingFull blood moon,
能够提醒我们
a reminder for us.
我们好像忘记了，不是吗？
It seems that we have forgotten.
我们的主很快就要来了。
We know that the Lord will return quickly.
但主可能来比你所想的还要快。
Maybe the Lord will return even quicker than you
think. 所以今年、明年
to this year,
又是个提醒。
Another great reminder.
如果你在睡觉的话
if you continue to sleep,
你要睡五百年才再一次看到。
You might need to sleep another 500 years before it happens again.
所以主恩待我们。
So may the Lord have mercy on us.
主没有撇弃我们。
The Lord hasn't deserted us.
所以主提醒我们。
But remind us.
那同样的。主也借着这一番话
again, using this
来提醒我们
to remind us,
我们都是知道的
we all know,
我们都是明白的
we all understand,
但靠主的恩典
but by the grace of the Lord,
我们一面复习他
revise them
我们另一面也起来跟主主来走路
at the same time, we rise up and follow the Lord
但愿主听我们的祷告
may the Lord listen to our prayer
我们低头祷告
let's bow and pray
主我们把这些话再交在你的手里
Father God, we commit these words to your hand
求你吹息在这些话上面
may you breatheUnto these words.
人的话是何等的无用。
Man's word is useless.
但这些话不要给仇敌偷去。
But may these words not be snatched by the enemy.
叫人听见你正面所要给人的信息。
Listen, cause us to listen to the positive message.
但因着这些话
from you. May you use this word.
教会能够长进。
Cause us to grow.
教会能蒙恩。
Church will grow and receive mercy.
教会能够有一个圆满的见证。
The church will have a full testimony.
像满月一样。
Like a full moon.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
As we pray by the victorious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.